Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe & Holly radio show. Question and answer time. You've got a question, we can get you an answer. Send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. If you can't get through, leave a message. We will call you back with the answer to your question.
Dean writes in that I live in southeastern Wisconsin. I planted garlic last summer, October, and unfortunately it grew quite a lot this fall. I covered it with leaves, recently removed the leaves, but there's zero growth. Did I kill the garlic, or can I have it yet grow?
It should still pop back. That all what happened was the leaves smothered the growth out. You got a lot of growth in the fall, which is typical. We typically plant the first Saturday in October in Zone 5A here. It will get 2, 3, 4 inches tall, normal. We don't cover ours. Some people do decide to cover it. If you cover it too much, you might be stunted a little bit. But if you've removed it and you give it some time, it should pop back up without any problem.
So Cass writes, great video. I've been growing okra indoors for the past 5 weeks and things have started off good, but by the fourth week, my good leaves have started falling off, and now no leaves have grown, just the stem, but the stem is still alive. What should I do? Oh, okay, so this is Fusarium wilt, and it's caused by a fungal plant pathogen, and it can actually survive up to 7 years in the soil. It's a spore that gets in your soil, and it kind of kills off things in the okra family.
Even in store-bought, this could be something that's many, many steps down the chain.
Yeah, even if you bought the plants from the store, right? So what you want to do is you want to not grow in that soil anymore. If you've planted that soil into the ground, you would want to water it heavily and kind of amend in more organic matter, and that should help.
But you could plant other things in there.
You can plant other things,
that's not related in the okra family.
Right.
And would still, nothing be wrong with it.
Right. But you definitely want to just make sure you water it thoroughly and then mix in some organic matter as well.
All right. Can I plant garlic now? Well, yes and no.
You can.
You will get some garlic. The goal of garlic typically is that cold hours that it requires in order to properly develop the bulb, the cloves inside the bulb. That's why we plant in fall and it chills, and then we harvest it in late June, early July. Some people decide to plant it in the spring. We experimented with that procedure, got garlic. We planted it just as early as we could chisel it in the ground to get some of those cold hours. However, it was about a half the size of the October planting, June harvest garlic versus the mid-April planting. So you can plant it. You probably won't get much, but it'll be better than nothing. So why not? If you got the space, you got the garlic, put it in the ground. Grandpa always said the seeds grow better in the ground than in the bag in the shed. So take it for what it's worth.
I'm in Southeast Michigan, and I harvested my daylily seed last fall. I thought I could plant them in the raised beds and transplant them later. When I check online, it seems like there's a very complicated process. Can I plant them even though it's late in the year? The existing plants already have several inches above the ground. I would like to make it the simplest successful method possible.
Okay, well, you can certainly put them in the ground, cover them, and then just keep the soil moist. And in about 1 or 2 weeks, you will start to see them germinate. The daylilies can be grown any time of year, even though they're more advised to be grown in the fall. They can grow any time. And once they are growing, then you can move them to their final location after you get them to a desired height.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.